people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I want to share something with you today. I'm calling you. You're not going to land there. Now, I'm ripping off a quote from, again, I want to say Brian Tracy. I'm trying to shut off comments for just a minute. Oh, Willow, I didn't know you were turning 80. Wow, happy birthday. Everybody send Willow a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Willow Drinkwater, who's turning 80. That's awesome. So I forget who it was. I want to say it was Brian Tracy who said, if you ever see somebody on top, they didn't just land there. And I was listening to an interview the other day between David Spade and Jerry Seinfeld. It was one of those things that was just recommended in one of my news feeds, either Reddit or Facebook or YouTube. And I just started listening to it while I was cooking and kept listening and kept listening and kept listening and ended up listening to the entire thing. And it was over a half hour long. And a lot of it that really stuck with me was the amount of work. Here we go again. They both talked about, David Spade and Jerry Seinfeld talked about their very first experience of going into a comedy club. And I remember my very first time going into a comedy club. And that was the Punchline in Columbia, South Carolina. And watching these people come on stage and just be so incredibly funny. And your first reaction, this is before, it's kind of before comedy was a thing. You know, I had some Red Fox 8 tracks that I had to listen to when my mom wasn't around and stuff like that, Bill Cosby cassettes. But we didn't go to comedy clubs. And one of the very first ones that I remember, at least in the South, was the Punchline. And I ended up hosting that club later on when I was a radio announcer. And I remember thinking, wow, those people are just so funny. I want to be funny like that. And David Spade and Jerry Seinfeld both talked about that very first time being in a comedy club and thinking, these guys just are that funny all the time. And what they didn't realize is the enormity of work that goes in to creating a 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 minute set. That's why the headliner, the person who is the headliner and goes last, usually gets 40 minutes because they've been doing decades and have decades of killer material they can string together just to get 40 minutes. Comedians all talk about what is called the tight 10. That means you got 10 good jokes. You really have 10 jokes that are people will laugh, people will laugh, people will laugh, people will laugh. Not 10 good jokes, but 10 minutes rather, worth of material. And a lot of those people you used to see on Johnny Carson, well, still did, David Letterman, you see, et cetera. I'm not up to date. I don't, Jimmy Fallon, et cetera, et cetera. When a comedian appears, they're usually giving you their tight 10. And Jerry Seinfeld and David Spade were talking about how much work you have to put in. You might write a fit, and you literally have to sit down with a pen and a piece of paper while you're sitting in a motel. I'm so Southern, a motel, writing down observations, witty things you thought were funny that day, compiling little scraps of paper that you found today, looking for things, and there you sit and you write. These people are not just necessarily naturally funny. In many cases, they're introverts, but they sit down and they work, they write. Comedian I think is just consistently funny and who just blows me away is Chris Rock. I think Chris Rock, as we used to say in South Carolina, is a hoot and a holler in a handbasket. He is funny. And David Spade and Jerry Seinfeld were both bowing to the amount of work that Chris Rock puts into his shows on Netflix. Chris Rock will write for a year. Then he'll go out and perform. He'll show up at clubs. And this happens. J. Jerry Seinfeld was talking about doing this in New York City, that once you reach a certain level of celebrity, you walk in and they don't necessarily, everybody, you know, drop 5 minutes off their thing so that they can allow Jerry Seinfeld to just walk on stage and try new material. And Chris Rock just shows up in clubs for 18 months. Then he, once he's got the, got it dripped down to what he thinks are some of the best jokes he has, then he goes and he performs in event halls, the big, I'm thinking of like the Midland and the Sprint Center or something like that in Kansas City. He performs in big halls for a year, and then he films the very last one. Now, we turn on Netflix and we go, oh, Dave Chappelle's got a new special, or Chris Rock's got a new special. And we don't realize that these people wrote for a year, performed for a year, culling out, which means, and that's the hard part, you think about, okay, I'm hoping to get 50 good jokes out of 1,000, hypothetically. But that means you've got to deliver 950 jokes that bomb. You've got to have jokes that just die. And that's the hard part about being a comedian. So the quote is, if you see somebody on top, they didn't just land there. No matter what it is, I was watching a kid on a skateboard the other day, and this kid was defying gravity. And that kid didn't just land there, to pardon the pun. That kid actually fell, I'm sure, tens of thousands of times, and will continue to, because he's always pushing himself. If there's something you aspire to be good at, from parenting to pickling, from dancing to diving, you're not going to just land there. The artists that I have seen the most in my life live, because I really enjoy their live performances, number one would be Kiss, and it only barely beats out Jimmy Buffett. And I think if Kiss would be like 12 times, Jimmy Buffett would be 11. I once read an interview that Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley gave, the two guys, main guys in Kiss, and they talked about how, because they wear these 7-inch leather heels to make them look like superheroes, they actually rented a warehouse before before they go on a tour, giant warehouse. They build their stage, and then they practice going up and down the stairs in sync with each other in these 7-inch leather heel shoes while playing. Now, people can look at this band and say, they put on some makeup, they wrote some songs. Great. And if you know the history of these people, they truly, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, those are some of the hardest working people. It's kind of amazing. And the same is true for anybody in any industry. You don't just land there. I told the story yesterday about being at an NSA conference, and the person whom I saw working the hardest, taking the most notes, was Brian Tracy, one of the biggest speakers. So what is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to be better at? What is it that you aspire to be the top at? And it doesn't mean so that others will admire you. What is it that you want to become? And realize it's never going to just happen. It's little by little. As I shared with you, my flight instructor, when I was taking flying lessons, used to always tell me whenever a plane went overhead, you see that? That pilot used to be right where you are. He just kept going. All right, everybody. So since I said keep going, it's time to click share. If you think this would be helpful and inspirational for other people to understand the hard work that it takes to be a comedian or a musician or a physician. I was listening to a podcast the other day of a physician who all he does is angioplasty all day long. And they actually played him doing it. By the way, Teddy's snoring in my ear. I wish you could hear it. He heard his name, and so now he's not going to do it. No matter what it is, it's work, 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 work. And if you find something you love, it's never work. That's why I love being a professional speaker. I get to travel, be on stage, and meet cool people. And I get paid really well. I'm good with that. Grateful to taste all. We talked about chai tea. That reminds me about the Ted Lasso. If you haven't seen Ted Lasso, they talk about tea. Willow, we talked about that. Everybody's wishing Willow happy birthday. Happy birthday to Willow. I love Teddy is curled up behind. I know, isn't it cute? Thank you very much. The same is true in selling real estate on network marketing, both which I do. 100 contacts for one sale. Yeah, you have got to really have a thick skin. We send out, good heavens, probably 1,000 emails a week to event planners. From that, we may get 3 or 4 phone call set, or no, I'd say 5 phone call set. And we'll actually schedule 1 or 2 speaking events. So yeah. Ed says, the tight 10, yeah, reminds me of my own advice to others. Always be clear, concise, and compelling. I know, I feel like you're always speaking to me. Maybe it's my paranoia. Too often I am accused of being long-winded. Long-winded comedians bomb. Yes, they do. Susan Panther says, thank you. Susan Panther says, thanks. Ed says, shared. Do you want to hear the joke that I said, that I told when I hosted the comedy club? And I'm going to warn you, it is PG-13, all right? It's PG-13. So I'm hosting this comedy club. I'm a DJ, and the morning guy is in the audience. And one of the things the guys on the air always did was we would trade barbs with each other on the air. It was kind of a thing to keep the audience listening. So I'm hosting this comedy club, and he's sitting right there. And I told a joke about 3 nuns dying, going to heaven, and one said that she always wanted to. Go to a museum or something like that. Boom, she got to go back to the museum. And the second one said she always wanted to have a date with Tom Selleck. And boom, she got to go back. Remember this a long time ago. And the third one goes, wow, I didn't realize that was an option. She says, well, I would like to have a date with this morning DJ and have sex with him. And the audience went, ooh. And she said, well, all my life I've heard people say, screw this guy. And there must have been something to it. I warned you, it was PG-13. All right, everybody, listen. Whatever it is you aspire to do or to be today, make it your goal to enjoy it and to know that you're not going to land there, but you can get there. And there are people who want to help you get there. And that includes me. Join me tomorrow. Look forward to seeing you. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.